we're on my way home from school now. So I've actually managed to get home. My brother was actually just outside. So he's like, oh, this is your friend. And he actually went up to him. They were talking for a bit. He had his like packed lunch. He started whacking him off his head. Oh, what? Yeah, I'm thinking, what? Bro, what are you doing? And my friend's like, oh, what's this? And he came up to me and said, bro, this one, your bro, want to smack him up. He was so vexed. Yeah. He was so vexed. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? I was thinking, you're, we play by me, but not my friend.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Meerkat podcast. You're here with Vish, Dej, Iman, Tim, Sheikh, and Pedro. We're going to talk about a few topics, but before we get into that, make sure you got tickets to the London live show, which is on Sunday, the 10th of December.
Tickets? You want them to
cut? Tickets, tickets. Oh. Tickets. Sorry, had a few Maggies, as you can see. Sunday, the 10th of December, make sure you cop your tickets, live show. And then we've got our final show, which we're ending in Manchester on Saturday, the 16th of December.
Yes.
I like the way you looked at us and doubled
down. I need the week. But before we get into all of that, I've actually got a question for you, man. What was your first impression of me?
I can't say it on camera.
I know you still hate me.
I love you, bro. I swear that I love you, but
who's known Vish the longest?
I didn't chill with me.
This guy's come up to me and be like, yo, you got 20p for, you know, 20p drinks. He's like, yo, you got 20p for one of the drinks.
Like, he's used to love you, basically.
No, I had to give money to him. I was like, oh, yeah, let me help the needful, innit?
Vish was a guy in secondary school. Yeah, Vish was a guy in just another class. Just the Asian guy that used to hang around with the black people. Not the Raptor Man of Fugs. Not the hierarchy. He couldn't get near me, bro. And then one day, the time when I most vividly remember Vish, where he actually became like a human being in my mind.
You're crazy.
Oh my God.
You're crazy.
Was when he started rapping. I was obviously like, in my year, I was emceeing.
Yeah,
everybody
knew
me. Like, I used to do it in lunch times. Like, all the time, people used to be like crowding around. Then one day, him and some other, some Somali guy, who was one of my best friend, Mahmood, just said, yeah, we're MCs now. Like, his name was Stardom and his name was Violator, and then we made them clash. I was like, you know what?
Oh, okay,
they were like,
Dej,
come ref. You know, like, when you get a big dog you bring me on to American Got Talent. So then I'm listening to these man clashing. They were so
dead.
Shit, bro.
And it violated.
No, you know what? I had a good opening bar. What did I say? I got more bars than spots on your face.
The flow was shit, but yeah.
Off beat. That's a reload the beat again. Is that so again?
They were just like, we just used the beat, let the beat play. We know they're not going to ride the beat.
The beat's just there for decoration.
When I met Dej and Vish in college, I thought these men were best friends. Like, these men were tight.
Yeah.
Like, Vish used to, you know, teabagging.
Yo.
Well, so what? They were beating or what?
You know what? Yeah, the man. I didn't like Vish. I didn't rate him. But I didn't. In Brampton. Because obviously, there was like a hierarchy, and I didn't want to chill with anybody that I was like, isn't like, come on, like, you're not like, you're not cool. Like, you're just like, don't get near me, sort of thing. But hey, when I went to Haven sixth form, bro, I was alone, bro. I was like, Ibrahim! I thought you were my school, and he's like, yeah, yeah, my name's Vishal, bro. And I was like,
he didn't call me Ibra, he was like, Vishnu.
And when I talked to him, live next to me, I was like, yeah, this is my, like, I don't care what you did in Brampton. I don't care how many embarrassing moments you had. We're boys now.
So when you take that picture, when you're both wearing suits, so someone wearing sunglasses.
That's prom, yeah. But in prom, it's like, bro, I was popular in Brampton.
Also, people were just taking pics of you.
Bitch came out to say, you wouldn't have swapped blazers at one point. You know when the one blazer's
on back, you know? It's exaggerating, bro.
Nah. I didn't know him especially. But we didn't chill. But yeah, that was my first impression of him, some MC thing.
Yeah, meeting Dej and Vish was funny. Because I went to Haven with my other boy, E-Man, who lived in the era that I lived in. Mm. But me, Vish, and Deji all studied physical education. So the first time I met these guys...
Bro. Yeah, but E-man. What? Why don't you just say PE, bro?
Nah. Because when you get to A-level, you call it physical education.
You can't call it PE, childish. It's a childish thing, honestly.
Come on, man.
And I'll give you some respect, you go to sports science.
Yeah. You have to upgrade it.
But I swear down, if you study sports science at uni, it's PE to me still. You're doing hockey with the year eights.
No, but as I said, I saw Vish and Dej walk in.
I'm gonna bang this guy up, bro.
And when I see Dej walk in, yeah, like I don't remember how we introduced each other, like how we.
I remember, bro.
But I remember, bro. Dej used to come in, yeah. He used to have a blue hat on, blue contacts on, yeah. And he had to just do it bag as well. It was grey blue as well. Yeah. Grey and blue as well.
You wanted to illuminate the room.
I see him coming, I'm just thinking, another black guy. So like you just have to, we just look at each other and you know you just say safe. For some reason, when you see another black person, you just say safe. Yeah. Said safe. I just see Vish behind him saying, yeah, safe.
Oh my days.
That's so crazy.
But then I was like, oh, so what are you saying? What's your name? And he was like, Baby Blaze. And I said, what?
You're capping,
bro. Who's capping Baby Blaze? Why are you called Baby Blaze? Why are you not called Blaze?
Because he had an older.
He's capping. I went to Haven. I told everybody, my name is Dej. Like, my name is not... I'm not embarrassed of my name like some people. We get to P. I think P was the first time I saw this guy. And I go... I was like, oh yeah, what's your name? And then E-Man was like to me, he was like, oh, what's your name? Like, well, nah, that's not even what happened. The register got called out, like, that tool guy used to do the register, he was a tool PE. Fucking trick me into it. My degree.
Barney or something.
And then he was like, oh yeah, Emmanuel J.O. Like, because his name was long on the register. Oh, and then E-Man goes to the teacher, don't call me Emmanuel, don't call me E-Man, call me Ray.
I remember that as well.
I didn't know what E-Man's name was for time. I just used to call him Ray. I was like, what's this guy's name?
We actually found out was your name.
That's why into uni, his tag name stuck. In uni, nobody knew my tag name. But everybody knew him as Rage.
Nah.
E-Man had to talk to us. This was 1 year ago. Stop calling me Rage.
You went to rebrand.
I rebranded from being Rage. Don't call me Rage. Angry at the same time.
There was a serious conversation with everyone. I think I went to one to everyone telling them to call me E-Man now.
He changed his PSN to EJ.
You can't change it. It stays the same as well.
Rage man.
Rage man.
I don't know who Rage is.
I remember one as well because... Go on. Obviously, I went to the same sixth form as E-Man, Dej, and Vish.
Yeah.
So the first time I saw E-Man was in like a maths class. So we both did AS maths.
Oh, yeah.
So then, obviously, I've never seen this guy before. I was from East London, like from like Stratford, Beckenside, but coming into Haven, which is in Essex. So it's obviously proper white. Like it's a completely
different brand. Yeah.
So in my math class, everyone's white there.
Mathematics.
Mathematics.
E-Man's there. So we're doing calculus and the teachers are there doing
C1.
And we're doing like differentiation and integration.
Slap. Yeah.
And then the teacher's just there asking questions, and E-man's in the back there, man. He's like saying the answer. And I look back and I was just like, I'm just thinking, who's this kid?
Come on.
So the mad thing is, afterwards, we've done the lesson and we go to the side, and this guy's out here playing Money Up. It's this game where you have a pound coin and you have to get it the closest to the wall. The person that gets the closest to the wall gets all the money.
That's maths though, because when you throw it up, it's probability.
I was just like, yeah, this guy's a maths guy, and I used
to come in with like £2, leave with £10. Like, those were the good times.
I was a hustler during that money. I never used to play, but I used to. When people used to use, remember when people used to lose, I used to say to them, "I'll give you one. I'll loan you a pound. I'll loan you a pound.
Or payday loans.
Yeah, I'll give you a pound. But when you win, you have to give me back £2, and you keep £1. That's what I say. I know if they win. I was like, if you lose, you just owe me £1 back. I can never lose. Then I looked at the play so bad because when you have no money, you can't play.
Are you desperate?
So I was like, I'll loan you £1. If you win, you give me £2. If you lose, you just give me the money. Just give me the money back. It's one of those.
That's slaps.
Even have the money, no fee. No win, no fee.
I remember my first impression of rage.
Why is it always me?
Now because you know, on topic, innit?
You didn't meet E-Man until 2022.
I didn't meet E-Man until today. And he come into, it was mathematics, because it was a degree, innit?
It's statistical sciences.
Honestly. And he comes in, yeah. No pencil case, no pens, no book, nothing.
Times are hard, man.
And my man's asking me for all my stationery. I'm like, bro, what are you even doing? I genuinely think that this guy used to, like, he would ask me for pieces of my book. And I think he used to pull it into a shoebox under the bed.
Times were hard, man. The money wasn't long back then, so... And I just used to forget my pen all the time, to be fair. So.
Do you come to uni with any stationery?
How do you think we're boys now? Just for your stationery, that's it. I didn't like it.
You didn't, though. Huh?
No, I did. I just forgot, man.
Every session.
Yeah.
I let's move.
There was this dickhead in my math class. Like, let this guy go buy the pens. I'll just take Yeez.
Let me tell you my first impression of Shake, man.
Go ahead.
You meet Shake, then you meet Wavy Shake. Did you meet Wavy Shake first?
I met Wavy Shake on the way to Shake.
Okay.
What about the second time?
Nah, that's not true, because you met me on the first freshers, because I had my freshers. And then I came down to you guys' freshers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I cut your eye, gave you the Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What?
This guy, oh my.
It's like you got the Harry Potter,
This
you know?
Guy is so nuts. Like, so, bear in mind, I know Shake as a civilized individual from like 18. So I'm like to him, yeah, like come through uni, freshers week, like it will be lit. Like we get licked here, it will be lit. He's like, yeah, don't worry. We drink down in Sheffield. We get lit. We get lit down in Sheffield. So he comes here. We're drinking in the way we normally drink. Now, I've seen Vish licked. I've seen E-Man licked. I've seen me licked. Like, this is the first time you're seeing bare people get drunk. So you know that there's a bit of character deviation.
Yeah.
Shake was on something else.
I don't understand.
I remember seeing him in the rave, and he's walking
down. Oh, he's head. He's crazy.
What were they playing? Thriller.
He's coming towards me like this. By the way, he's shouting at me. He's right next to me. And then for some reason, he's like, oh, Deja, I love you. He put his hand over me, and he just pulled my head down. Bang, my head goes down. Something. My head starts bleeding.
Was it
bleeding. Yeah. I had to go to...
From the fact that I pulled your head down?
Yeah, you did something like that, and then, like, you gave me, like, a...
And his arm is heavy. He was going gym bears.
Heavy, bro. And he was... This time, he was sweating. So everything
was slippery.
Yeah. Like, he was proper... Tyler Water, he's wet. He's wet, bro. So then he just pulls my head down, and then my head hits the thing, and then I just start bleeding, and he's just so lethal. Oh, Harry Potter! And I'm on toilet, yeah. And I went home early. I think I had to go home early because like it was some massive scar on my head, and it was just bleeding.
Weren't you vexed?
I was so vexed, bro, but I was like, I was so shocked at what this guy was. And then when we get home, yeah.
What this guy was.
When we get home, yeah, I'm just like, I'm just trying to like, chill, and this guy comes back and he's, you know, shaking. He's like, when he's licked, he's like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, he's like, oh, your head, shit, fuck, shit, you got a massive scar. He just keeps saying it. I'm like, fuck this guy. That was the first time I met Wavy Shake, bro. That's the first time. That was a different character.
Do you think he was on like something stronger than alcohol?
No, because now I've seen the whole process of him starting drinking and finishing drinking. It is only alcohol. I can't confirm it.
It's only alcohol. I don't take
that. Yeah, but no. Like people get spiked sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Been spiked 42 times.
People can self-spike as well.
I'm a cactus. 30%. But yeah, so Shake's just one of those people that get like really waved, and then his personality is just different. My psychological analysis of it is...
Yeah, go on.
What we say is that the way you behave when you're drunk is what is going on in your head. But there's just no blocker, basically. Like, normally we have inhibitors which stop you from doing the madness that goes on in your head.
Yeah.
But that lives in his head for sure. It's just the alcohol that unlocks it, basically.
You know what's mad, Jay? I remember that when he came in second year, he still wanted more drink. We came back from came back from the rave, and Shake was like, oh, I'm going to drink. I'm going to try to stop this guy.
Shake is the only person I know that after the motive, he comes back and he drinks.
Still wants to drink.
You guys don't even know the full story of that day.
I'm going to let you off, man.
Yes, bro.
You've had too much heat, man.
We need it. We need it for the...
Nah. What was your man's first impression of Tim? I can't even remember first meeting Tim.
Because I don't remember.
I remember. I got two. Because this one was a brief one. So everyone comes round to our flat.
Yeah.
And we're chilling, you know, as you do. You're having conversations about whatever.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, all right, let's go for brunch on Sunday. And Tim's like, what's brunch? And obviously we're new to it, so no one gets it. So me and Bengs, and we're just laughing.
He's like,
what's brunch? And then no one answered him naturally, because they just thought he was joking. Everyone thought it was one of them rhetorical jokes. And he's like, nah, what's brunch? And then someone's like, okay, they explained the situation to him. And then the second time he went to like the uni fair, innit?
Yeah.
Me and Bengs are like looking around, looking at like different subjects, looking at educational things, yeah, with Tim, and then we just lose him. We lose Tim. So we're going around all the 4 or 5 or 6 squares, however many squares there are, looking for Tim. We get to we're walking down to, I think, the theater hall. Yeah.
In the library.
And he's in an ambulance van. I'm getting there, and I'm like, yo, Tim, what, like, go on, like, what happened?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, there was a rowing challenge. You know the machine?
Yeah.
This guy rowed himself straight into the ambulance. He didn't even have a license at that point. He rowed straight into it.
So they were like, oh, if you get a hydro, you get a prize. So I was doing it, and then after these little bare cones, like, you can beat it. Go on, Tim. So I was going so hard, like, pushing so hard, and at the end,
why for that?
They're like, did you pass out or something? At the end, I passed out. I start seeing. Do you know when the TV you see like? I start seeing different colours. I was like,
man, look how big you are. I don't have to take you to the
I know your score was high as fuck.
It wasn't even that high.
Bro, I went out. I was like, okay, so where did this guy end up, man? Like, did he win us some money out? Did we have to do uni still? This guy was low as fuck.
They were trying to be big.
Yo, he was.
I was nowhere close.
He was like 94th, man.
Tim didn't listen to his body. He just listened to the people. His body said, yo, you keep doing this.
His body said, one more pull and you're done for. He's like, now fuck
this. ATP, man.
Oh my god. Hey, that reminds me of uni experience in general, bro. Like, I remember first getting to uni, yeah. And we're with Mergim. And my mom drives me down with all
yeah.
my stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as soon as she gets into my uni room, like, there's nothing wrong with the room, bro. Like, I was in South Courts. So South Courts was the more expensive one.
That's the best.
That's the best one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So looked, when lit. We got in there, like, ensuite, we had never seen ensuite in my family.
It's so sweet. And the rooms are big as well in the South Courts.
Yeah. So we're thinking, like, yeah, this is lit. My mom's like, we need to pray straight away. I was a fool because as soon I was gassed about leaving my parents' home. So I told all of these men that got there before me, I told Eman, Mergim, Ed, like Vish as well. I don't think we were with Eddie at that time. I told him, come to my room, like, yeah, let's link up straight away, that sort of thing. We're free from our parents. We're out here. Let's get out here. Let's get these hoes, bro.
Yeah, big two.
Straight away, 5 p.m. And then we get there. My mom's like, I'm thinking my mom's just going to drop me in and go back home. But she wants to stay and chill. She's like, oh, everything is so nice. We're in my room. She's like, E-Man and I told E-Man and Merg, like, come to mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Vish is there as well. And then they come, and then my mom's like, okay, let's pray. Next thing you know, me, E-Man, Merg, and my mama.
Son of a...
I'm standing in the middle of the room. I just said to E-Man, like, we're going to be here for ages. She takes 10 minutes to pray over the living room. This is a new build.
HMO. Yeah, HMO.
I was like, at least I'm with E-Man. I was like, okay, like, he prays. He'll understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Mugging. Hey, Mugging. I said, yo, a lot is gonna be said.
You had to brief him a minute.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, just go with it. And he was like to me, like, oh, what do I say? I didn't have time to tell him to say amen. Yeah. So like, I was there, my mom's going hard. We're all saying amen. Merg, he doesn't know if he's allowed to say
it. He doesn't know if it's a black thing.
Merg doesn't know if he's allowed to say it, so he's just being quiet. I can feel my mom getting frustrated. That he's not saying amen, my mom's getting frustrated. I'm like, hey, Merg, you got to say it.
If someone's not saying amen, it's like a player's been sent off. Everyone has to be saying amen.
Yeah, she just prayed for us and then she just dipped and then we were just straight out, bro.
After the prayers, going to go and find girls.
Yeah, bro.
I remember my mum was fuming because I was living with two girls.
Yeah.
My mum was like, girls? She was like, girls? Which one is this? My mom was fuming because I didn't tell her, innit? I don't know if I knew, but we get there and then she sees one of the girls come out and I see her face, the way she looked at her. I was like, mom, just say hello or something. And then she took me outside. She's like, we need to pray. She's like, any form of distraction in this place, we bind it. I was like, nah.
Straight away, bro. Oh.
Bro, 100%.
How were you, man, with your siblings? Any beef?
Bro, I hated when that guy was born, my younger brother.
Wow. Come on.
What do you mean? Bro, like.
What's the gap?
I'm the second youngest.
Yeah.
And then I was the favorite, bro.
And then that guy
came and he was light skinned. This guy comes and he's light skinned, bro. This guy is literally, they used to call him my mum's handbag, yeah?
Oh.
And it was like, bro, he just automatically became the favorite. And it's like, what? No attention from me. After everything else. I think that's why I was bad.
Did you act on it? Did you act on your anger towards him? Because my brother did to me.
Bro, I remember one time I punched him in the eye by accident.
Oh my dude.
By accident.
You're crazy.
No, but you know, okay, this is the one time when I knew that this guy's gone clay's double platinum. we were driving home from church, yeah? And we were beefing, as you do, we're arguing, we're fighting, like, in the car, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, my mum used to have those, a big, like, you know, aunties love Nissans, yeah?
Yeah.
There's five of us in it, so my mum had, like, an 8-seat Nissan, and there was only two of us in the car, so there was bare room to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
we were going from, like, the middle to the back, like, we're scuffing, yeah? And then my mum had, because we have been doing that for time. For my jealousy. And my mum was just like, do you know what? Enough is enough. Both of you get out my car. Go home by yourself.
Bro,
that's crazy, you know. Nuts.
And you're how old?
Bro, I think I'm like 10. He's like 7.
Oh, that's crazy.
So then I'm
you made it home.
Bro, I saw, we started walking, yeah? Walking to the bus stop, and yeah.
Vex as well.
Fuming, I'm like, bro, I'm so angry, but at that point, it's life or death. All of a sudden, we're boys, innit? Yeah. So we walk, obviously, like, she dropped us, like, I think my mum was planning it, yeah, because she dropped us near to our primary school, so we knew how to get home from there. But I think we were fighting from, like, South London, so my mum was like, wait till these guys get to Old Street.
Finished.
So she dropped us, so me and my brother walked to the bus stop, so we're waiting at the bus stop. I see my mum drive. She parks. I'm thinking, I knew she didn't mean it. She lets my brother in. When my brother goes in, I had to get the bus home. She gives me 40p to get the bus home.
Your brother must have been looking at you like,
bro, I get home, dinner's done. I had to eat dinner by myself. Remember them flipping them ice creams with the bubble gum at the bottom?
Scribbles.
My brother's eating one. I wanted to punch his beard off. But that's when I knew I was not the favourite anymore at that point. I was done for.
Do you know what? I thought me and my brother were cool. But now I look back, I realise he used to manipulate me. We used to share the room, used to bang loads of games, used to play Pro Evo. So before FIFA, everyone used to play Pro Evo.
Yeah.
And he always used to bet me. He would bet me like, if I beat you, I take your chicken. No, not on the roof. When you're a kid, you're only allowed one chicken, innit?
Yeah.
So, like, if I beat you, I take your chicken.
No chicken.
So then I was bare skinny, and I was bare skinny for a reason, because he used to slap me up, bro. Yeah. Then I'd come upstairs with my plate of rice, I have the stew on it, and one chicken on there. And he'd be like, bro, yeah, set me that chicken. And you just be eating that. And this will happen daily. There's one other thing my brother done to me. I don't know why he done this to me. And I'm stupid, bro. He was like, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, what do you think it's like in that wardrobe, man? What do you think it would be like? So I just walk. I've got this wardrobe where if you walk in, you can only lock it from the outside. You can't open it from the inside. Okay. So he said, just go in the wardrobe, see what it's like. For some reason, I said, let me go inside.
You put it the language in the wardrobe.
TV, bro.
Oh my day, bro.
And now I'm a bit.
You're claustrophobic. That's why you don't like going on flights.
So he done this to me. I'm just letting him know. He's watching. You done this to me, bro.
That's crazy. You thought you were going to go to Narnia or somewhere. Yeah. That wardrobe.
I was ignorant back then.
I had a situation on FIFA. I remember FIFA 2004. This game is notorious in my mind because this was the first FIFA game, where, like, I was similar to you. Like, me and my brother used to compete on everything. Every game that was, like, two-player. We're competing, we're getting in and we're playing it all day. We're competing to the point of beef. And he was older than me, he was more smart. He was smarter than me, so he was just better than me. FIFA 2004, I don't remember what year that was. Oh my God, how good I was at this game. It was insane.
I swear.
I used to flog this guy. I used to flog him silly on that game, FIFA 2004. I still need to remember the music.
Was that Adriano days?
Thierry Henry. I used to just play with Thierry Henry, I think. Pires and them, man. Like, the Arsenal team was really good.
Oh, when you played Arsenal?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
This was before Man City. Man City wasn't in the game. They didn't have the bottom leagues.
So Manchester Blue.
So, I used to be smacking him up. And then one day, he just, used to start fighting me every single time I smacked him up. Mm. But it's like the thing I said with my dad in the last episode, where when I know, even though I know I'm going to get a beating, I like it. I like that.
You're doing the smack talk.
Yeah. I'll be we'll get into an argument. He'll be like, you cheated. And then we'll get into a fight. He'll beat me up. And then I'll be like, after I've come back to life, I'm not concussed or anymore. I'll be like, let's play again.
I won't
do that. The cheating was the tap backs, the cut backs, innit?
For some reason,
you're not allowed to do that, even though Man City scored all the time. Back in the day, you weren't allowed to do that. And even though those were when I was playing really good, that's the only time I'll get into an opportunity where I could do the cutback.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, I won't do no cutbacks. Next game, banging four cutbacks. I'm banging four cutbacks and we used to get into bare fights, bro. We used to hate them.
Oh, my days. I just remember a story, actually. Oh, this is crazy. So me and my brother, when we were younger.
Look at you, Shane, smiling like you.
So me and brother, when we were young, we used to be competitive like that. So we would be like, we didn't have FIFA. So we had like Mario Kart.
How old is your brother? Zelda.
He was like 5 years younger than me. So it was around when I was like 10, 11. So he was like 5 or 6. So we used to, I can't believe who thought of it, but it was so crazy because basically my mum and dad would love to sleep on the couch. They would just be falling asleep watching in Hollywood.
One of us
was like, okay, let's make a competition of this. How long you can pull your trousers down from the TV? How long you can do that for without them looking?
Oof. I like that.
Wait. Trousers and boxers.
Just trousers, everything. I see your ass is out. So you see how long you can do it for?
It's slapped.
I'm only there for like 5 seconds. I'm there, just put my pants down, check it. And the funniest thing is, one day is, I think,
baby, sweat. He's
like, no, he didn't work. I have to start running. Because they're like, it takes my moment for my dad to wake up and see what's going on.
He thinks it's an Hollywood.
It's a dream, man.
But I remember when I got to secondary school, obviously, I think I've told you guys the story. When I got suspended, my mum made me wear uniform to church, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, because the head teacher was obviously racist, that's why I got suspended. And a new head teacher came in and she was like, oh, she's going to wipe it off my record, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, sweet. I told my mum, told my family, like, you know, we gave Thanksgiving in church. And then secondary school, you know, the interviews in secondary school, I had an interview. And obviously, you know, my mum was working hard, so she brought my younger brother to the interview. And in the interview, I'm smashing it, whatever. They're both in the room. And then they go, have you ever been suspended before? So I look at my mum. And then me and my mum at the same time were like, oh, nah. And my younger brother goes, actually... I saw my mum pinch him under the table. But at that point, it was too late, so they had to put him down.
Oh.
Yeah, me and my mum rushed him. I was like, bro, this guy would snitch on anything, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he was like that. It was absolutely crazy. Did you used to fight your sibling?
I only had sisters, innit?
It's different. The dynamic is different. I had two younger sisters in. Mm. So like you can't.
You can't fight them.
They not annoy you though.
Yeah.
But it's different because you're the one that's like annoying. But there's limits in it because you can't really do.
Oh yeah.
So the worst it got was like, yo, listen, you're the sous chef and I'm chef number one. I'm cooking. You're gonna be my assistant.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it went. It's dead.
Oh, you made that your assistant.
Yeah. Like she's an assistant in it. So. If I'm cooking, you got to go into the fridge and get me this, or you got to go and get me water and all of that stuff. That's as far.
But you were the oldest, no?
Yeah, I was the oldest.
So I was the youngest. So it's like, they always get my parents' attention, although I'm my parents' favourite, but I used to do stuff to snitch on them so I can be like...
The favourite.
Yeah, you look like a snitch as well.
They used to hate me, so they used to dress me up as chicken.
Do you think that's why you're a fashionista? Because your sisters?
Maybe, you know. Mm. But it's like I take pride in...
No, because usually...
I like it.
When we're younger, girls are more into fashion than we are. When we're younger, we're not really into fashion. We're just wearing anything, wearing football. I'm just saying. So he may have been influenced by them because they might have brought him on certain type of clothing that you should be wearing to attract girls. Girls tend to know better than guys what kind of clothes are in fashion and whatnot. So
I disagree.
Okay. I'm just asking. It's a question. It's a question. That's it.
Yeah, but I just said I disagree.
No sisters. Look, he's analyzing it.
He fucked you up. He's looking for his comeback.
I don't want to say anything.
But now we're older, we compete. Because it's like, they're older than me and they're in position. So I'm like, I'm going to try and get to where you are, but at my age.
Yeah.
They kind of see it as competition. So it's just like a salary thing now.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. I used to beef my sister though, but she was older than me.
That's how I thought it would be like.
Are you trying to make us aware that you got an older sister now?
Yeah, because I can dress. Mm. my sister, we used to fight. And then when I grew up, she was just like, nah. Because, you know, obviously girls grow up quicker than boys. And my sister was bigger than me for a long time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I caught up, she was just like, nah.
Yeah, it's long, it's long.
You think you're big now. You're not even doing anything, but she's just thinking that you think that you
She
thinks that you're too big.
She's thinking like it's long. It's a long day. I get it.
Nah, that's how they think. Did you man ever go to like school with your sibling?
Bro, my younger brother was... My younger brother was... He was... He liked food. My younger brother liked food. So he was, to be fair, I was young at the time. My brother was fat. He's fat as hell. So I remember I used to be embarrassed of him. I would be so honest. So I remember like, I hate that he has to find out like this. But it's like basically when I got to secondary school, my older brother was in year 10 when I was in year 7. So for like the first week, we'd go home together because I had abs. When my younger brother came, same thing. I was in year 10, he was in year 7. He didn't have abs.
So
on the first day, I went home with him, but I took the other bus. And then after that, I was like, bro, come on, man. It's been a day now. Like, find your own way home. So we went. We went on separately, man. He's got to learn something. Sometimes you got to throw him in the deep end.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, though, man. He lost weight.
He's the most handsome brother now as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's perspective.
It is, but he is.
Do you want a beat?
Huh? Come on.
Sorry. Do you like him?
He's a good guy, man.
Oh, I remember another story actually now with my brother. So what happened was, me and brother, when we were young, we used to love doing play fight. Like, we used to watch wrestling, do all the same thing.
Oh, slapped.
Loved it,
slapped,
So this is one day I was walking home with my friend now. This is in secondary school. Secondary school, yeah. So he was like still like little primary school. So everyone was always curious, oh, you got a younger brother, let me meet him and stuff. So we're on my way home from school now. So I've actually managed to get home. My brother was actually just outside. So he said, oh, this is your friend. And he actually went up to him. They were talking for a bit. He had his like packed lunch. He started whacking him up. Oh, what? Yeah, I was thinking, what are you doing? What are you doing? My brother, oh, what's this? And he came up to me and said, bro, this one your brother would have smacked him up.
How old was he?
He was like in primary school, so like he was in year 4. Wait,
your brother was in year 3 or year 4? What year were you in?
I'm sure I was in year 7 or 8. This is
your brother rushed your boy.
Your new brother came up to your boy with his packed lunchbox.
Yeah, what is it? He left back like he's back in the
world. I was in shock. I was like, what are you doing?
Like, that was your only friend.
Them packed lunch boxes, my mum used to buy the sturdy. They were like the first aid boxes.
They were sturdy ones.
My brother was embarrassed of me though when we went to secondary school. So I'm in primary school. My brother's already in secondary school, so I'm thinking when I get there, like, no one's going to be able to mess with me. I got an older brother. I hear bare stories about that. Like, when you have an older brother, like, it's bare lit sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I remember getting there, like, I swear this was, like, the third day or something. Like, I go up to my brother in the playground. He's 1 year older than me. So, like, we're in the same playground. It was, like, year 7, year 8, and then year 9s, 10s, and 11s in the other playground. So we're in the same playground. I go up to him in the playground. I was like, yeah, you cool, bro. Like, I said something that I wouldn't even say to him at home. I didn't want people to know that, yeah, this is my brother. I think for the first 2 days, I remember what they did was it was only year 7. So the year 7. Then the oldest come up on the third day.
Yeah.
I went to him on the third day. I was like, yeah, you good. I went up to him with like a couple of my mates. I was like, yeah, you good. Because I wanted them to know that I got an older brother.
Yeah.
I remember I had like a top student sticker. He didn't even she's ripped it off. And he just ripped it off and then he just walked away. He's like, don't talk to me in school. I swear to God, this guy used to say to me, don't talk to me in school. Like, and when we used to get home, he'd be like, you good? Like, you want to play FIFA? And he's like, yeah, don't ever talk to me. Anytime it's good, like, don't talk to me. Don't embarrass me, bro.
That's crazy.
That's slaps, bro. He should have punched you.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
In the playground, bro.
That's funny, fam.
Me and him had some real beef, but we're cool. Now, how you man with your siblings now?
We're cool, man. We're
cool. Yeah, yeah.
We're good.
I think as you get older and you move out from being in the same roof as them, like the dynamics of of your relationship changes. So, like, for example, like, obviously me and my, as I was saying earlier, me and my sister used to go back and forth a lot, but me and her are beer close now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, my brothers as well. I feel like we've gotten a lot closer from not being in the same house. But I don't know, that doesn't always happen because sometimes if you're not in the same house, you don't see each other, so you don't have conversations.
Did you share rooms with your brothers?
Right. My younger brother, yeah. Bunk bed vibes, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Stunk.
We had the bunk bed thing, then we had the two separate beds. When we had the two separate beds, we used to wrestle bears because it was bear sick. You had more space.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a ring in it.
Yeah,
it's bear sick. But then we used to fight too much. When we got into secondary school, we used to beef too much. Like, so then I had to move out into the small room so early because at like 12 a.m. we'll just be beefing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not.
Do you ever talk to your siblings now and just like reconcile on things that you had when you were like growing up? Like just situations where you're like, obviously, there was tension between certain periods of time, but we understand it now, like, as you matured.
Yeah, we've hashed it out, but, some stuff irreparable, but, we've hashed it out. Like, we know why. We kind of have a better understanding as to why I was one way or he was one way or why we had bare beef.
But don't you think you should just take him out to Nando's and just have an in-depth discussion and just, you know...
Would you do that?
How would you be?
Would you do that? Would you just go out?
Do any of you
just go on like for meals, like with your siblings, like just like catch up and just like go for?
Well, I haven't done that in ages. There's so many of us.
I go to their houses. We don't necessarily go out.
Yeah, but the outside, like, because obviously that's the standard. But like actually do something, like organize something, like a trip or like an activity or like a meal.
Nah,
not really. We were supposed to, like, we organized something, but it just got cancelled. Like. Recently as well, but not really.
Why do you think that?
Oh, you and your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like your mum's voice note, innit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your mum voice.
Just used to.
It was his birthday, so like other people were gonna be there, but it was like we're kind of treating him, sort of thing.
Oh.
Boom. It got cancelled. So.
What we say? Fun fact, yeah.
Well,
I got something to say.
Ah, go on.
Yo, what you said was so funny, bro. Bro, how are you pulling your pants out? Bro, imagine you're a parent here and you're sleeping with your wife here and you just wake up and you see your kid. I'm rushing both of them.
You're insane.
I don't mean to make a
competition. And then they're going to explain to you that, this is a game. Like, what the fuck are you watching, bro?
No, I don't.
They don't do that in Crash Bandicoot.
I don't know, I was just crazy that day.
Bro!
That's when they took the game from us. So we had nothing else to do.
There's a cartoon that used to do that. What's it called? Shin Chan.
I think that sounds familiar.
He's putting his charges down for no reason.
Shin Chan.
No, I know what that is. It's familiar.
That man said it's familiar. Let's run fun fact then.
And start us off, Tim.
Yes. I got one. So you know Woolworths, right?
Yeah.
So obviously they've been around since like the 1920s. They were selling stuff for like 5 cents, but they actually did a rebrand. They actually didn't go bankrupt. They actually did a rebrand to a company called Foot Locker.
Seriously?
Oh, everyone knew that, didn't it?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Seriously, like in the sarcasm?
Let's get that. We're going to verify that.
Or you mean just the owner of Woolworths?
No, renamed. because they had, I think they had different divisions, so they went for the most successful one, which was Foot Locker.
That's crazy because they're completely two different shops.
Yeah, because Woolworths in South Africa is a closed shop.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a, you know, they used to sell everything.
Yeah.
Go there, buy the little drinks and stuff.
Yeah, I was crazy. I saw that. I was thinking, oh, that's crazy.
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still stumbled, right?
Yeah, but that's still right.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
I rate that. Slaps.
I think I'll be back next week.
Don't be.
You're arrogant, bro.
Come with your pants up.
No lunchbox, bro.
So I'm back with my geography fact. So Canada's known for the country. Canada's known for the country with the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
But did you know that there's, with all the lakes in Canada, there's more lakes in Canada than there is in the whole world combined?
Oh,
so like, yeah.
I didn't know
like,
that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, educating us on the geography.
Yeah, true.
Nice.
He hasn't got one. I got one. Mine's about animals.
I like animals.
Did you know that when a whale ejaculates, it ejaculates 19 liters of sperm?
What?
I've heard this as well.
Yeah, I've heard it as well.
I'm jealous as fuck.
20.
I'm jealous
as fuck.
So basically, that's why the sea is salty.
Oh. Why are you always
doing this? He's always got part B of his story. So I'm sticking in shit.
So my one is, it's actually based off work. So you guys have heard about Rockefeller, yeah? Or you heard the name Rockefeller?
Yeah.
No.
So Rockefeller was a guy that basically owned oil companies. Correct. Back in the 1800s, yeah? And basically he had such a monopoly over the oil industry that this is when politicians first were like, these individual people have too much power. Mm. So they broke him up. He was the world's first ever billionaire. And they broke up his companies into like 34 different oil companies. And that's how you got BP, Exxon, all these other Amoco, all these different oil orgs, basically. That's the fact. Like, that's how all this economic stuff and politicians and stuff, now antitrust, were made for all these industries.
He was the first billionaire. I didn't know that.
Mm. No,
that's
way ahead of time. That's why you hear when Jay-Z speaks about
he does.
It's all based on him owning everything.
And I'm guessing that's why there's like a conspiracy that, although they broke it down into different divisions, it's still like kind of owned by this one.
The one person. Sort of thing.
Rock
Which is
Nation.
Why they hate the Saudis as well.
Mm. Is Rock Nation based off of Rockefeller?
It was called Rockefeller in the
Rockefeller
beginning.
Rockefeller.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's crazy.
They used to have clothes as well. Like,
I think that's a lot of the Freemason and Illuminati stuff came off the back of Rockefeller.
Oh. Interesting.
That was almost as good as mine.
mine is about alcohol, which we all have at the moment. So I've known this for a while, actually. It's not a new fact, but yeah, it's about the way alcohol works. So when you drink alcohol, it goes into your stomach and then it goes through your stomach lining into the bloodstream. And then your blood carries it to the brain. So literally the substance that you're drinking, your blood will carry it to the brain. And then it goes to three places, mainly the frontal lobe, which is responsible for motor skills.
Yes.
It goes to the amygdala, which is responsible for emotion, mainly. Mm-hmm. And it goes to the hippocampus, which is responsible for memory. And in most people, it goes in a certain order. So frontal lobe, that's the reason why normally when a lot of people drink, you see their balance kind of
goes away.
And yeah, frontal lobe is responsible for inhibition. So that's the first two things it tackles. Then amygdala is responsible for emotions. So like people tend to get emotional when they're drinking, some people. And then the hippocampus is the last stop. And if it does get to the hippocampus, that normally means that you've drunk too much. And that's where you forget your memory, because the hippocampus is responsible for memory. That's where blackouts happen.
That's when you have you had a good night, man.
So,
True. Like a real drunk.
Yo, that's a lot of liters, man.
Liters, a lot.
Yeah.
That's 19 litres.
You're a horrible person, bro.
Salty, man.
Yeah, mine is, so we're all going away next year. So we're all going away next year. A couple of the guys are getting married.
Mm.
It's going to be lit. But some of us haven't booked our flights.
Mm.
So this is just how to book the cheapest flights.
Wait till last minute.
Go on. Okay, go on. If I was on TikTok, I would have swiped down. Nah, you would have watched it because you would have booked cheap flights. I was like, this is going to be some lit shit. You would have booked. Do you not want to book a cheap flight? Have you booked your flights yet?
I've seen bare TikToks about cheap
flights. Tell me how to book a cheap flight. Tell me.
You go on Kayak or Skyscanner.
Wrong.
Google.
Delete your cash in.
Yeah, delete your history.
Oh, go on. Tell us.
Tell us.
You go on Google.
Yeah.
Google holidays.
Yeah.
Type in where you're leaving from. Click the search button, then a map will appear. Look for the country, the destination you want to go
to. I've seen this as well.
And then click on it, and then you'll find the cheapest flight. That's it. It's that simple.
Is that proven?
And it'll be cheap. It's proven, because I've done it today. It's proven. It's proven. Because just do it. I'm telling you guys, do it. When you all book your cheap flights, come back to me and say thank you. That's what I'm going to say.
But how does it work, though? You got to give us, like, how does it
in the Skyscanner?
Is it just that Google scans every website?
So every time you're searching or whatnot, Google clocks on that, or these flight companies clock on that you're searching for a specific flight, and the more you search, the higher the price goes up.
Yeah, so at the start of the journey, it will be the cheapest.
Exactly.
The further into the journey you go, the more cookies you build up, the more expensive it will get.
So this is going to benefit you guys, and thank me later.
Calm.
Okay. Cool, that's everybody's fun facts. We are Past the Meerkat. We will see you guys next week. Make sure you buy tickets to the live show, please.
Please.
Please, guys. Cut.
Yo, it's Manny from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.